Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, why don't we start with the new revelations and response from Western New York Representative Tom Reed. I'll let you pick up the story from there. And then, of course, we have a new accusation against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, Tom Reed is a veteran Republican from Corning who had been mentioned by Republicans as a possible gubernatorial candidate for next year. But he was accused in an account first purchased posted by the Washington Post, I believe, of sexually harassing a lobbyist about 4 years ago. Now, Tom Reed disputed the specific accounts, but at the same time, he said his depiction of the events are not what are important now, but the impact of them, and therefore he was going to immediately announce that he would not seek re-election, and that also knocked him out as a potential gubernatorial candidate for next year. At the same time, as we mentioned, Governor Cuomo is facing sexual harassment allegations by multiple women, and the latest came late Friday night in a published interview with the New York Times. A current aide, and this is the first time it's a current aide of the governor, gave details of being uncomfortable when she was called over to the governor's mansion in one-on-one sittings to take dictation. She said she was he was ogling her and saying other suggestive comments. The governor's lawyer is, you know, denying her description of the events, but is a couple of significant things there. Once again, she is a current aide on the staff. First time that's happened. Also, you know, broaden it as to what the investigations might look at is the governor, beyond the specific allegations, there might be issues here of how the staff reacted. There are now published reports about the governor's staff sort of making phone calls to contact other women to see if they were contacted by one of the first accusers. There was also a report of a draft letter circulated to knock down the credibility of the first accuser. There's also questions of handling of complaints. Those are the sort of things beyond the specific allegations which might be problematic for the governor in any of these investigations.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read that story and more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.